Talk.
CBS News. I'm Hartley Carnes. Iran claims it had to be Israeli agents with U.S. and British support who took out one of their top nuclear scientists. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton denied any U.S. involvement, but also said
there has to be an understanding between Iran, its neighbors, and the international community that finds a way forward for it to end its provocative behavior, end its search for nuclear weapons.
The assassination was a slick spy movie move. A motorcyclist passed the scientist's car, slapped a magnetic explosive on the side as it passed, and by the time the car blossomed, it was blocks away. Even though the economy has been stumbling along for years, Americans are not killing each other the way we once might have.
Defying the conventional wisdom that violence increases in a bad economy, homicide dropped out of the top 15 causes of death.
For the first time since 1965.
Robert Anderson of the National Center for Health Statistics says murder rates fell in major cities like New York, Detroit, and Washington.
The death rate for homicide is lower than it's been since about 1962.
Criminologists can't explain the homicide declines, but some credit good police work. Pam Coulter, CBS News, Washington.
The prime suspect in the killing of Alabama teenager Natalie Holloway, Yoren Vandersloot, pleaded guilty to murdering a different woman in Peru and is expected to get up to 30 years at Friday's sentencing. Republican politicking has moved South Texas Governor Rick Perry.
We need to have more venture capitalism going on in America and less vulture capitalism.
I'm Jim Krasul in Columbia, South Carolina. With the Republican presidential candidates all heading here, many voters, including Nancy Tate, hope they'll be listening, as well as politicking.
I want them to hear us, yeah. Actually hear what we, as the people and as taxpayers, what we have to say, and what is the best for our country.
Here, as elsewhere, the economy and job creation are the big concerns of most people. Jim Krasul, CBS News, Columbia, South Carolina.
Ford is recalling nearly half a million minivans and SUVs.
Now, it's important to note that a vehicle that loses forward and reverse power due to the torque converter malfunction still remains readily controllable. The vehicle can coast to a stop, so you won't suddenly just be stopped wherever you are.
That spokesman Dan Pierce says another quarter million Ford Escapes are being called in to check for brake fluid leaks. Wall Street, the Dow down 34 points, Nasdaq's up 6 today. A report by Britain's Medical Research Council says if breastfed babies cry more often than bottle feeders, that's normal. Bottle-fed babies probably eat too much, which teaches them as infants that food is comforting. The doctors say baby crying is baby communicating. This is CBS News.
Congratulations, the job is yours. It felt good to say those words when I hired my first employee, but it was soon followed by, how does a single paycheck generate a mountain of paperwork? Then Lyle, my accountant, said, let's just get Intuit Payroll. It'll make both our lives easier. So I got Intuit Payroll, and now I pay my employees and file tax forms in just a few minutes. And Lyle says things like, you are the payroll queen.
Get a 30-day free trial and learn why over a million small businesses use Intuit Payroll at payroll.com.
You know, it's worse than a sick kid being home with a sick kid. They're whiny, they're miserable, and when you need to take a temperature, forget it. Bedlam. That's why you need the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's the greatest gadget for taking temperatures. Just one swipe over the forehead and you're done. You get a clear, accurate read with no fuss, and you can even take it while they're sleeping. The medical profession has been using the Exergen Scanner for years. If it's good enough for them, you know it's worth every penny and great value for the money. The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Changing the way the world takes temperature. Available at Supercenters and Sam's Club and other fine retailers.
A drug suspect got away in Indiana, but he left the police guns behind in the car that he dumped in the lake.
22-year-old William Francis Blankenship may not be a model citizen, but give him this, he's got a lot of moxie. Police in Coutts, Indiana, about 50 miles from Chicago, arrested Blankenship on a drug charge. They left him in the back seat of a patrol car in handcuffs. Police say Blankenship somehow managed to steal the car and a radio back, asking them for help to find the cigarette lighter and a key to the handcuffs. Needless to say, the police were anxious to find Blankenship and that cruiser stocked with loaded guns. Frank Setapani, CBS News.
Someone threw several Molotov cocktails and other explosives into a synagogue early today in New Jersey. Prosecutors say the incident's being investigated as a bias crime and as attempted murder. It's the latest in a series of incidents targeting synagogues in Bergen County, New Jersey. Hartley Carnes, CBS News.
This is the year I eat right.
I quit smoking.
I lose weight.
This is the year, and it starts at Sam's Club. Count on Sam's Club for solutions for your resolutions.
I'll start with a free health screening.
Check cholesterol, blood pressure, glucose, and BMI January 14th from 11 to 3 in your club.
I got a personal plan to help me quit smoking.
Along with counseling and support from a Sam's Club pharmacist.
And I'm saving big.
On brands like Atkins, Ally,
and Nicoderm.
This year, it starts at
Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Visit samsclub.com/healthyliving to see the tests available at your local club.
It's after work. You look at your iPhone and discover an urgent request. You could drive back to the office to log onto your computer, but who wants to do that? With the new Go to My PC app for the iPhone, you could take care of that last-minute request from anywhere. Use the Go to My PC app by Citrix to access your work computer to work on any program or file. It's like having your computer in your pocket. Try it free for 45 days. Download the free app, then visit gotomypc.com, click the Try It Free button, enter promo code 45.
It is Humper Jumper Day. It's Wednesday, and we're right at noontime, so you still got half a day left to work, work, and work, and more work.
And now, here's Bill Benica.
Somebody has to be Bill Benica, so I'll be him. Hi, welcome to 1340 KYNS San Luis Obispo, your new station. This is Talk of Sheep, Your Friends and Neighbors Network. I am Bill Benica, and I didn't know where I'd fit this in anywhere else, so I'm going to share this with you now. This is from a buddy of mine from Vietnam, who we call River Rat Pratt, and this is this cute little story they passed along. A couple is shopping in a mall, and the mall is just plain packed. So walking through the mall, a surprised wife looks up and notices her husband is nowhere around. She's very upset because they had a lot to do. She uses her cell phone to call her husband because she was so upset to ask him where he was. Husband, a calm voice, said, "Honey, remember the jewelry store we went into 5 years ago when you fell in love with that diamond necklace that we could not afford then, and I told you I would get it for you one day?" His wife said, crying, "Yes, I remember that jewelry store." He said, "Well, I'm in the bar next to it."
The opinions expressed on Talk is Cheap are Bill's, the callers, and the occasional stray that wanders in the studio. They're not necessarily those of the owners, management, sponsors, staff, delivery people, janitorial service. Consider this a personal invitation to pick up the phone and exercise your constitutional right to express your opinion.
Charter Internet is keen on giving you more. Not a little more, a big more, as in more speed. Which means more streaming hoops, more celebrity scoops, more posts, more boasts, more webcam, more cousin Pam. By delivering more speed, we make the web more fun. Moreover, it doesn't cost more. To learn more or sign up today, visit charter.com/freefast. Increase for Express and Plus customers only. Service not available in all areas. Other restrictions may apply. Your favorite word is not rutabaga, shimmy, or Xanadu. No, your favorite word is free, because it makes other words better, like guilt-free, termite-free, and faster internet speeds for free. That's what Charter customers just got, allowing them to feel footloose and fancy-free as they download more freely. Don't have Charter internet? Feel free to sign up at charter.com/freefast. Increase for Express and Plus customers only. Service not available in all areas. Other restrictions may apply.
Go, Mo. Mo barbecue, please.
Mo ribs, Mo chicken, Mo pork, Mo beef, Mo burgers, Mo onion rings, Mo potato chips, Mo beans, Mo fried green tomatoes.
Mo barbecue, please.
Mo slaw, Mo tater salad, Mo house salad, Mo Cobb salad, Mo Caesar salad, and Mo's Calypso salad. Mo sodas, Mo brewskis, Mo lemonade, Mo iced tea.
Mo barbecue, please.
At Osos in Monterey and San Luis Obispo and Pismo, it's the bomb. Pomeroy's most bodacious beach barbecue, babies.
Mo barbecue, please.
Get some Moe's barbecue, please. Please. And it's also it's awfully good Moe's barbecue for when you're having the games are on, all like that. All right, because you got two on Saturday, you got two on Sunday. I mean, things are happening. All right, let's talk about today, though, our who's and what's is according to the Tribune today. Our flashback in history, our highlight on January 11th, 1942, Japan declared war against the Netherlands the same day that Imperial Japanese forces invaded the Dutch East Indies. And this date in 1805, the Michigan Territory was created by an act of Congress. In 1935, aviator Amelia Earhart began an 18-hour trip from Honolulu to Oakland that made her the first woman to fly solo across the Pacific Ocean. 1964, U.S. Surgeon General Luther Terry issued the first government report that said smoking may be hazardous to one's health. Our birthdays today, country singer Naomi Judd is 66, World Golf Hall of Famer Ben Crenshaw is 60, actress Kim Coles is 50, and singer Mary J. Blige is 41. Happy birthday to them and to you, if it is yours today.
Happy birthday to you.
It's your call, and the smartest one you can make is to Coastal Computers. There isn't another group of 10 people more dedicated to helping their clients get the most out of their business computers. Dedicated pros who enjoy helping people with their computers. They love making small business networks network and making the whole mess seem simple. Coastal Computers is here for the small business that needs computers and technology just to stay even and be competitive. They're here for the small business that can't afford to hire a computer staff. It doesn't matter whether price is your first concern or your last. Service is Coastal Computers' first concern, and that includes making your operation painless and highly successful. Coastal Computers is known for making the tough stuff easy. They've been doing it for over 25 years with lots of happy clients. They're certainly the real deal and worth a call. Coastal Computers, Microsoft, Intel, and networking specialists. Call 543-9047 or visit ccslo.com right now.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
KYNS, your news station. We got what's going on with CalCoastNews.com today. To lead it off, we have a woman accused of embezzling tens of thousands of dollars from two local nonprofits was sentenced to 6 months in San Luis Obispo County Jail, 3 years probation on Friday. November Morgan Rafferty, who was 48, pleaded no contest to two counts of grand theft by embezzlement. No contest plea results in a conviction without admission of guilt. While working as the treasurer for Mothers for Peace and executive director of EchoSlow, Rafferty allegedly embezzled more than $30,000 from each agency. Thefts took place between 2007 and 2009. San Luis Obispo County Judge John Trice set February 24th hearing to discuss ordering Rafferty to pay restitution to her victims. Had to decide how much. You would think it would be $60,000 by the looks, but I could be wrong. Yeah, that's what happened with that. And then, that's not all that's going on in our world. Other things at CalCoastNews.com. Oh, this was an interesting thing here that happened, and it's kind of strange. The Food and Drug Administration is warning the public to watch out for potential mix-up of several over-the-counter medicines and prescription painkillers. Novartis is recalling 1,645 lots of its Excedrin, No-Dose, Buffrin, and Gas X medicines because the products could contain stray capsules or caplets from other products or contain broken or chipped tablets. Last month, Novartis shut down the plant where the products were manufactured. The plant also manufactured opiate painkillers, including Percocet and an extended-release type of morphine. So, you know, you could be, say, I got to get rid of this headache. And, man, you're just flying around, you know, headache's gone. You're happier than heck. Be careful, though. Because you might get the gas X thing. So, you know, who knows what that does. All right. I thought for sure the vote for the plastic bag things, I thought for sure it was today. But apparently it's not. It's tomorrow. Anyway, so, but here it says today. So now we have conflicting news according to what source you read. And so some we have today or we have tomorrow. I think it was today, but I just read elsewhere that it was tomorrow. Anyhow, so the plastic bag thing is going to be voted on. And there's lots of letters to the editor. There's all kinds of comments. There's huge things going on, all that. And well, I had a new thought about it, too, so we'll get to that here in a little while. Because any new input, you know, yours, mine, anybody's, that has to be worth something, the way I see it. And that's what's going on today on CalCoastNews.com. You can go to CalCoastNews.com 24/7, find out what's going on. We have CalCoast News Uncovered, home events, daily briefs, discovered, all kinds of good stuff. And then in upper right-hand corner, you have Talk is Cheap. You can click on that, and you will be able to listen to KYNS any time of the day or night. And so we invite you to do that. CalCoastNews.com, your news source.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
All right, okay. We have to do this here. We have to do this. I have to do this story and hope everything works out okay first, because this is really, really rude. Haley Barbour had left office and said, "I'm done," you know, down there in Mississippi.
So he left and said, okay, but when you leave, you know what you get to do? You get to pardon people. And, you know, we've had the same thing happen here in California. Different governors have pardoned different people. But this is really a little strange this time. This, because there's a total of, give you some idea of what we're talking about here. I'm going to make sure I can find this for you. There's 199 people were pardoned, including 14 convicted murderers, including this one.
We got another story here, kind of disturbing. These are pardons that have shocked the country and rocked Mississippi. Conservative Republican Haley Barbour's parting gift as he left the governor's office, get this, was to set free 199 convicted criminals. Those pardoned include 14 murderers, most of them involved in domestic violence. Others have been convicted of rape, armed robbery, drunk driving, numerous drug-related offenses. Almost all 199 received full, complete, unconditional pardons, essentially wiping their criminal records clean. Our Ed Lavendera is covering this. It's really a shocking story. Help us understand the backstory to all of this. First of all, is there anything that brings all of these 199 criminals together and the governor? Why would he choose this group of people?
You know, if there is a common denominator throughout this long list, and this list of people who have been pardoned or had some sort of conditional release is 8 pages long. So if there is some sort of common denominator, some link between all of them, we haven't come across it yet. We're going over many of the names. This is a long, long list of people, and obviously the people, the 14 murderers. In addition to those 14 murderers, there are 16 others who were convicted of manslaughter and homicide. There's also drunk drivers that caused the deaths of other people. You know, this is a wide array of different people and for a variety of crimes that have been affected by these pardons, and not to mention the families of the victims in these cases.
And Ed, did any of these folks personally know the governor, or did he have any kind of relationship with any of these people who had been pardoned?
Well, it's interesting. There's a woman who reportedly is a socialite in Jackson, Mississippi, who was in an accident that caused the deaths of two other, to the deaths of two doctors. There's also several of the murderers that were released worked as trustees on the governor's mansion's grounds. Trustees are these inmates that get more privileges or trusted, in essence, and are able to get more privileges than other inmates, and they were working around the governor's mansion. Whether or not the governor had come to know them personally isn't clear. All of this made more dramatic by the very fact that Governor Haley Barbour has refused to answer any questions, offer up any explanations. We've reached out to his office and his people for the last 24 hours and have been told that there would be no comment.
Do we know why, Ed, they had 4 convicted murderers as part of his detail doing this gardening or whatever kind of work they were doing on the governor's property? Did he actually know that these were convicted murderers?
You know, if he did, it's unclear, and it's unclear to what extent he's gotten to know him, simply by the fact that he's not answering any questions. His spokesperson isn't offering any kind of explanations. And these.
So let me tell you, let me give you this part of the story that's really kind of, I mean, it's beyond the pale here. The outgoing the governor's pardon, a convicted murderer has intensified fears the man will try to finish what he started, one of the surviving victims said. I feel like my safety's in jeopardy, Randy Walker, who was shot and wounded by convicted killer David Gatlin, said today. I wonder if he's going to finish what he started. Gatlin walked into a trailer in 1993 where his estranged wife, Tammy Ellis, lived and shot her in the head as she held her 6-week-old baby in her arms. Walker, the woman's friend, survived a gunshot wound to the head. Gatlin was convicted of murder, aggravated assault, and burglary of the residence. So he was as one of the people that got pardoned. This was one of them. And so in the last days of office, as he pardoned Gatlin, 3 other men convicted of murder, speaking in an interview with CNN, Soledad O'Brien, Walker and Tiffany Ellis Brewer, Tammy's sister, expressed concerns about the release and fears that Gatlin may intend to target them. I'm married and have a family again, Walker said. I feel the safety of them is an issue. Anybody that might be with me at that time, he decides to do something, would be in jeopardy. Gatlin's pardon also raises concerns for John Kitchens, the prosecutor who sent him to prison. So like they say, the 199 pardons, and they don't have any explanation yet from Haley Barbour, nor will they probably get one, who's leaving office and has decided to go ahead and free these people. And we're all going mad. And then we have, this local embezzler lady, and she embezzled $10,000, $60,000, and then so she got 6 months in prison. And yet, if a guy in L.A. gets caught with crack cocaine, which is a victimless crime if he's the only one using it, he'll get 7 years in prison. So there's a lot we don't understand as of today, but I'm sure in the future we will understand it more. I'm lying. I don't know that we'll ever understand any of it at all. But I thought I'd try to make us feel better about it. Okay. Here with Bill. This is Talk is Cheap, Friends and Neighbors Network, Bill Benica. So you know who to blame. Let me give you some phone numbers in case you want to use them. 786-2578. That's 786-2578. Or 1-866-937-1340. That's 1-866-937-1340. You can call from anywhere. Anywhere. And so Mitt Romney did better in New Hampshire, certainly better than just 8 votes. I got 16 percentage points ahead. And so that's what's going on there. Now they're going, where's it, South Carolina? Everybody hide. Run, hide as quick as you can. Hide. Okay. As if we didn't know it. But here they have it in black and white, big letters and everything, and a little chart and whatnot. Long dry winters has state thinking the worst. With La Nina at work and a jet stream on vacation, many people are getting nervous because there's been no rain anymore, except in Texas where it doesn't make any sense because they haven't had any for years. So, but all of a sudden you got to admit we have a week temps in the 70s all week. The weird part of it is though is that at night it goes down in the 30s. That's what's strange. So it's winter at night, but it's spring in the day. Let's get on the phone and say hi to somebody. Hello.
Hey, Billy Boy, how you doing?
Hi, Mike. How are you, sir?
I'm hanging in. Hey, the pardon, the Heavy Barber pardon, that's just the reason that I thought all along, or at least since I could realize what the pardons meant, by governors and presidents as well, that they shouldn't have that absolute power, that there should be somebody that oversees, because I know that that the last time Jerry Brown was in office, some of the commuted sentences that he did was, I thought, screwy. And then you look at, when Clinton left office, the biggest tax cheat ever, he pardoned even before he came to court. And then the four terrorists that bombed, they pardoned them. And I mean, just there were so many of these screwball things. And even going down to Arnold when he Nunez, his son's commuted part of his son's sentence, and all that kind of stuff. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, there's so much cronyism. It's bad enough when they do it with our money, but when they do it with our lives, it's horrible.
You know, I suppose I'm going to suppose this. I suppose when you seek a pardon, you're sentenced to death, and you seek a pardon, a last minute pardon from the governor. And I suppose that probably goes back to ancient times and kings and all that kind of stuff. And the prisoner had a right to ask the king before he was executed, or queen, whatever, can I be pardoned? And usually the guillotine went down anyway. So I sort of understand that traditionally that's been part of our legal system. But you're right. This thing about governors and not only governors but presidents leaving office and all of a sudden having the power to just say, okay, it's all over, that's done, goodbye. And not only that, they're completely pardoned, meaning that they have no criminal record.
Right. It's just expunged is what it amounts to. And the fact that, Henry Barber, I mean, he went nuts with what he did. But the fact that the press is going on him and he will not quote and all that, what president? What did Arnold say once he did his, pardon stuff? What did Clinton say? What did Bush say?
Nothing.
Nothing. None of them have ever said anything about their part.
I know. It's a strange, strange thing. And here's where it becomes, here's where the cronyism comes in, I think, Mike, is the fact that you sit here and you see a blatant bizarrety like Haley Barbour. I mean, you all the ones you mentioned are just as crazy, but let's just take this one now. So, okay, here the governor of Mississippi leaves office and can pardon 199 people. And so everybody goes, are you kidding me? All right. So the cronyism is when the other governors and the other people that make laws don't get together and say, we can't allow that. You know, the Supreme Court, I suppose, would have to be the one that would take this up. It would have to be the Supreme Court would have to overrule all state appellate courts and everything else and say, guess what? That's no good. It can't be done.
I'll tell you the truth, Bill. The general public is becoming more and more like sheep every day. The fact that there was not a revolution when it hit the press that the Congress made themselves exempt from using insider trading to make money is just the most ridiculous thing in the world. And the fact that nobody seems to have complained about it, that there isn't a petition or a congressional hearing about it or anything, it's just amazing to me. And the fact now is that nobody on either side complains about these things because they're all figuring, well, when I'm in charge, I want that power.
Exactly. Oh, no question. Exactly.
And I'll tell you something. Anybody within the sound of my voice that thinks anyone there is looking out for them because they have a D or an R behind their name or in front of their name deserves the shafting that we're getting.
What's a D or the R mean?
A Democrat or Republican.
Oh,
anyone that thinks that just because that this person's a Democrat, they're going to do right by me, or just because they're a Republican, they're going to look out for me, folks. They're looking out for themselves.
Well, sure. You know, this is why
the whole thing. What other position can you take that you become a political person and you basically get off of work for a year so that you can drive to keep your job for another 4 or 6 or whatever years?
Here's the other thing, too, I think that's really amazing. If you want to take the most abrogation of the Constitution, as far as I'm concerned, as far as the separation of powers, and that is, and, of course, the Republicans and the Democrats both said, okay, we'll go with this because at some point we'll be in office, and the other party said, okay, at some point we'll be in office so we can use this if we choose, and that is the and that's the Presidential Orders Act.
And people, I'll bet you the majority of people don't even know how far-reaching that is.
But it's really quite frightening, really, if you think about it, because of all the things people talk about, of all their rights, and, you know, this right's being violated, that right's being violated, this is an entire violation of the United States Constitution should the president choose to do it. And every one of your rights can go away. And it's amazing.
And the fact that people went so crazy after 9/11 that they put in those different, rules and regulations and travel and whatever else. Yeah, the President's Power Act has nothing on that. I mean, they can basically eliminate your citizenship just by a stroke of a pen or a whisper in the night.
They can do everything. They can stop all commerce. They can stop all banking. The president can stop all anything. I mean, everything.
Yep.
He can just bring the country to a standstill.
He can basically wipe you and your family off the face of the earth monetarily, visually, the whole bit. I mean, it's incredible. And no one has ever raised a stink about that at all.
Maybe we should. Yeah, maybe that's because maybe on Haley Barbour it's easier to focus on something that doesn't seem so massively insane. I don't know.
You know, the fact that it isn't getting more press, the Haley Barbour thing, but the fact that there isn't a push to get these things eliminated, you know, and the only one that's going to be able to do that is the people themselves, because the political people figure, I'm never going to do that because it might be me that gets to pull the strings.
Pretty amazing, Mikey.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
Well, Bill, just another nail in our coffins, huh?
There you go, sir. The ones that I'm not driving in myself, somebody else is.
That's it. And they're doing it faster. You know, they've got power equipment. We're doing it by hand.
Well said, sir. Thank you for your call, Mike.
Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Hey, how you doing? Mongo here from Mongo's in Grover Beach. Are you looking for a place to hang out, get an honest drink, have fun, and eat good food? Well, I think we're onto something here at Mongo's. Every day, happy hours from 3 to 7 with phenomenal drink specials. Mongo's Entertainment offers Massive Reggae Mondays starting at 10 p.m. We get a live DJ from 95.3 The Beach, my favorite station. Speaking of The Beach, every third Saturday of the month, 95.3 and Mongo's are throwing our beach party, hosted by DJ Danny P on the ones and twos, starting at 9 p.m. with a $5 cover. Come early and feed your face. Tuesday and Wednesday starting at 9 p.m. is karaoke. Thursday night is dollar beer night and beer pong. Friday and Saturday night, we offer live music from various artists up and down the coast. At Mongo's, we got 6 flat screens showing all sporting events. Sunday's NFL ticket, Monday night football, and Thursday night football. Come on down and watch your favorite teams. We also got free Wi-Fi. Back to our drinks. We're not messing around at Mongo's. We pour such good drinks, I got carpal tunnel to prove it. I should be on Workman's Comp. Oh! On a serious note, come introduce yourself to us at Mongo's in Grover Beach on the corner of 4th and Grand. If not, I'll come and find you and introduce you to the back of my hand. Hey, yo, who loves you, huh?
Jessica.
Hi, Mrs. Johnson. Is Megan there?
Sure. Follow me. The kids are in the kitchen making sandwiches.
Hey, Julie.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Megan. Hey, Megan.
Yeah?
You're a total freak. God, you're ugly. And dumb. Oh, and your makeup makes you look like a tramp. Tommy Morris told me you guys made out. Everybody knows. The whole school knows. He said your breath smelled like garbage. And that dress is totally hideous. You look like a big fat clown. Disgusting. Oh, and by the way, nice zit.
If you wouldn't say it in person, why say it online? Delete cyberbullying. Don't write it, don't forward it. For more information, visit ncpc.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Inspire others and live your best life. Be a buddy, not a bully.
Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about. Country Oaks, owned and operated by John and Sharon Henney. They're friends of mine, really nice friends, and that niceness shows at their 57-bed skilled nursing facility at 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria. Country Oaks specializes in short-term rehabilitation and long-term care. Country Oaks accepts Medicare, Medi-Cal, HMOs, and private insurance, and will do the paperwork for you. They offer physical, occupational, speech, enteral, and IV therapies, including a fully equipped therapy room. At Country Oaks Care Center, your loved ones will find a warm and caring staff and a home-like atmosphere. All activities are geared to individual needs and desires, as well as nutritious meals and that extra ounce of caring and a cup of slow-roasted coffee. From Rotary to their annual float participation in the Santa Maria Elks Rodeo Parade, the Hennings are involved in their community. At 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria, Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about.
That reads, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him would not perish, but have eternal life." That verse comes from the Gospel of John, and it's a conversation between Jesus and one of the teachers of the law, one of the Pharisees, whose name was Nicodemus. In the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, and Luke tell the story of who Jesus is. John, as a book, tells why Jesus is important. That's why, in many ways, it's more favored by a lot of Christians in terms of getting their message out, because it not only explains what Jesus does and who he is, but why he does it. For evangelical Christians, one of the main focuses for them is sharing their faith. And because this verse distills down the message so clearly, that God loves you, that man sinned and screwed up, that we all are due eternal punishment were it not for God, and that if you believe in his son Jesus, then you'll have eternal life. During last year's Super Bowl, there was a Christian group from Birmingham that tried to buy an ad encouraging people to look up John 3:16. That commercial was banned from the broadcast because the broadcaster said it was too religious in its message. The group fought back and got an awful lot of publicity as a result. In Tebow's first playoff game against the heavily favored Pittsburgh Steelers, he passed for 316 yards. It, of course, sent the interwebs abuzz with the biblical reference to John 3:16. Tim Tebow grew up as a missionary kid, and his whole life has been about sharing his faith and football. In college, he used to wear the eye black that keeps the sun out of your eyes in games. Well, day or night, he would wear it, and he would write Bible verses on his eye black. And in particular, in the 2009 championship game, he wrote, of course, John 3:16. John 3:16 as a verse has long been important for Christians, but it came into the pop culture view in many ways in the 1980s through sporting events, when a man by the name of Roland Stewart used to don an Afro wig and a John 3:16 t-shirt. He was especially good at getting himself in front of the cameras at sporting events. Since then, lots of Christian fans have brought John 3:16 placards to sporting events across the country. Again, it gets into that ease of recognition of what the message is. If you want to convince people that Christianity is the way to go, reading John 3:16 is a pretty easy way to convince them of what your core message really is.
All right, there. So I thought we'd do that for the T-Boaster part of that whole thing and say, okay, here's what's going on. All right, Tim Tebow, amazing in the playoff game. So we got all the games again coming up on Saturday and Sunday, four games. Okay. Things going on here with Bill Benica, Talk of Sheep, Friends and Neighbors Network. Thanks for joining me today on 1340 KYNS, your new station, and we'll talk about what else is going on. Well, here, let's do this. We might as well do sports quick. Oh, no, you know what I want to do first? I want to do Spencer's. I want, because it's lunchtime. Spencer's, lunchtime. Okay, so here you have Spencer's, and they have some great things going on, and they have a beef tri-tips for $2.99 a pound, and they have, you want some other meat? Okay, how about some Foster Farms chicken breasts with ribs? They're $1.29 a pound, and then boneless pork cushion tri-tips, just $1.99 a pound. Now, here's the thing I want to tell you about right over here. Let me get to this. There's a thing for Disneyland, if you want to go, and this is 2 days either park. So you can go 1 day to one park and then the next day to the other park, okay? So what is that? What is the new thing, Happy America or whatever that new park's called? Okay, so they have it right there. And it's available through June 1st of 2012, and it's $99. It's $99. Well, that seems like a lot of money for an amusement park, but Mickey and Donald and everybody's there goofy. So that makes it worth it. So they are. And then here you have, they have some things up here. You got free of this, free of that. You get any Rinaldi, Francesco Rinaldi pasta sauce in one shopping visit. You get any two participating Anthony pastas. You get a free, that's free something. I can't figure it out. Then a dollar off when you buy any two participating Post cereals. And so there's a coupon right there. And then they have, and then once again, let me just remind you, they have everything in the whole wide world that you need for the playoffs coming up. They got the chips, the dips, everything in the whole wide world, the brewskis and everything you need. They got the party pack. They got over here. They have let me get you a deli department. They got $2.99 for boneless chicken wings. They have fresh chicken salad $4.99. Here's Noble Roman steak and baked pizza $2 for $10. I've never had one, but for $5, heck, eat it. And then don't forget they got the other thing for your dipping. You know they got baby carrots for your dips. They got fresh jicama for your dips. They got all that stuff that you want for dipping and chipping. And then let me mention this too because this is such a marvelous, yummy, tasty, yum yum, marvelous, tasty, yum yum, is their thick sliced platter bacon for $3.99 a pound. If you're gonna buy bacon, you might as well buy that. I'm serious, buy that. And then lastly, IGA Back to Basics Compare and Save sweet corn, 79 cents a can. White paper plates are just $2.99, and you want to use those instead of your plates. And IGA tomatoes are 79 cents. That's for diced, whole peeled, or stewed. And then IGA graham crackers $1.99. Here's IGA popcorn, $2 for $3, and IGA macaroni and cheese dinner for just 59 cents. So there's all that, the international grocers people, and that's what Spencer's is a member of. So get to Spencer's and get all your good stuff. And the five locations on the Central Coast, San Luis Obispo, Morro Bay, Atascadero, Aurora Grande, and Santa Maria. And you'll be glad you went to see John Spencer because he's got the stuff. That's the way it added. Okay, it's, 17 before 1. 17 before, where did this hour go? 17 before 1. Okay, so I was going to do this sports thing real quick, because there's nothing, there's only so much, but here it was right here. What is it? One and done, they call it. Jackson fired by the Raiders. Hugh Jackson was head coach for 1 year, and now he's on his own. And so the Reggie McKenzie made clear on his first day as Raiders general manager that there's a new regime in Oakland. It was, of course, after the passing of Al Davis. And so he said, you know, things are going to be different. Things are going to change. There's going to be a new dynasty coming to Oakland. And then here they have this headline. Bryant leads the Lakers over the Suns. Bryant pretty much leads the Lakers over any game he plays in. All right. This nice article about Harbaugh. And how that thing went, Jim Harbaugh, a Stanford coach that went to the National Football League and has done very well with the 49ers, so far so good, and a lot of college coaches don't succeed well. Then there was this other thing, Aurora Grande still unbeaten in Pac-7 girls water polo. That's a tough game. I'd have to tell you the truth. I am impressed with that. Anyway, so they're doing great. So that's good news there. All right, that was just a little bit of sports that we had I wanted to share with you. And of course, we have the games coming up. Wait, here's the. Let me do this for you because I think I saw it in today's paper. And so I'll tell you when the games are. And this is funny. I'm not a football fanatic, and I have a friend who's not a football fanatic exactly, but we enjoy watching the playoffs, you know. I've always enjoyed playoffs because you've grounded down to the best, you know what I mean? You finally got the best players out there, best team. And so so what was funny was I invited he and his wife for dinner on, I said, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. And he jumped on Friday right away. And I said, I think perhaps you have football on your mind for Saturday. He goes, yeah, I do. I go, okay, well, that's fine. Friday's good. And so then he called me back, and his wife had something she had to do Friday. So he said, well, I guess it's Saturday, but we got to figure out a way to do this. So what we decided, well, first we were going to try to do it at halftime of the second game, get together. I figured, heck with it. So we're going to say, okay, after the first game, jump in the car. They're living in Tascadero. Get down to San Luis, and we'll be able to watch that. But here they are. Here's the games right here. Let me tell you what's going on. Divisional playoffs, New Orleans at San Francisco's at 1:30, Denver at New England's at 5, and then Sunday, Houston at Baltimore at 10, and the Giants at Green Bay at 1:30. So this is going to be the big thing there. Conference championships to be announced, of course, will be Sunday, January 22nd. The Pro Bowl is January 29th at Honolulu. The Pro Bowl is always really weird because there's a lot of people are not happy that the Pro Bowl is actually before the Super Bowl in a way, because the people that are a lot of people in the Super Bowl are in the Pro Bowl, and they don't want to get hurt. You know, so anyway, that's the way it is. And then Sunday at Indianapolis will be the Super Bowl. Yeah, we're into February now for the Super Bowl. We decided, let's keep it going. Okay. All right. I'm with it. All right. I remember this thing with Sam Blakesley and the Senator Sam Blakesley. He says, saying, if this redistricting thing is going to be all screwy, you know, I don't need to be involved in this. You know, I don't need to do that. And I told you I respected that. And so here it says, redistricting tangle has justice juggling maps. State Supreme Court could decide which district lines we use in the fall. Anyway, you know, something, there was no question in my mind when they started doing that it was going to end up badly. That has. Now we have a lot of bullet train information today. Bullet train, we have opinion pieces about it. We have letters about it. We have all kinds of things, a front page story. Bullet train critics worry about environmental review bypass because what's basically the idea that the behest of Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, lawmakers agreed in 2009 to exempt 10 multi-million dollar highway construction projects for environmental review, including the $400 million expansion of the Caldecott Tunnel and also the bullet train. So they're worried about the environmental review thing and all that. The way this whole bullet train thing's going, I just don't think. But let me tell you some of the other things we're set up on here. It doesn't look like we're going to see that right now. I really don't think. But then we can be foolhardy and all of a sudden jump in. Okay. Wrong track in California by Charles Lane of the Washington Post. And this is this whole thing about high-speed rail. And so one of the big things I mentioned is that here's where we're in this conundrum. Thanks to federal policy, if California does not start work on rail line by September 30th of 2012, it will lose an additional $3.3 billion in federal money, possibly dooming the system. And so so sometimes, and this is, we foolhardily get into these projects and say, okay, well, we don't want to lose the federal dough, so we better get going and do something. And then we can sit there with a boondoggle and... Anyway, this guy writes for the Washington Post, and he says that one could just easily say the California High Speed Rail Authority angrily rebutted the PRG report because two of the authority's board members are officials of construction unions and stand to benefit from the project. But enough of the inevitable pork barrel politics on the merits. High speed rail would be a questionable investment, even if California could afford to build it. LaHood and other boosters marvel at bullet trains in Europe and Japan, insisting simplistically that we need them too. But the sprawling, decentralized cities of the United States do not make conventional destinations for train travelers. International experience shows that high-speed rail entails expensive debt service and large operating subsidies. This would likely be the case here as well, since for better or for worse, rail must compete with well-established air and car options. Business travel is one ostensible purpose of bullet trains in California, but increasingly people meet via video conference anyway. For these and other reasons, high-speed rail in the United States would lower carbon emissions, reduce traffic far less cost-effectively, and with alternate solutions. So, and you know, the more you think about this whole thing and realize that, and here the whole idea of the bullet train having its two endpoints being San Francisco and L.A., and, you know, there's a flight every 15 minutes between San Francisco and L.A. So, it makes you wonder, really, then why would somebody say, oh, I'll sit 2.5 hours in a bullet train? They are neat overseas, you know. Maybe we should just admire the ones that are overseas and say, you know, if you're over there, you go ahead and ride the bullet train. I remember back when there were, in Southern Cal. They were, the whole idea was, you know, it would be one of the easier ways to put transportation in L.A. was to monorail it, you know, put monorails up, you know, in the center dividers of the freeway. And then you wouldn't have to go through all kinds of shenanigans, you know, and put in all this RTD stuff and train tracks and whatnot. As it turned out, they did the other. Now, I haven't read anything for a long, long time, and how successful they feel the Metrolink is in L.A. A lot of people ride it, so one would have to imagine that it must be successful in that way. But then again, you have a situation where you have interconnecting, fairly close cities interconnecting, and then Los Angeles is the hub, as opposed to the far-flung idea of L.A. and San Francisco. And that way, we got other people in here. Let me see, just I don't know if you. So the other thing that we have today is the other big thing on the news today we have is the flick and flack and bags, and the bags. And so here, don't fall for a robocall campaign, and I'm severed to prevent plastic bag by relying on preying on public fear is despicable. And so they have this despicableness. What was the name of these people? Environmental Safety Alliance. The Environmental Safety Alliance. So what it turns out to be is kind of the opposite of that. And what they're basically were doing with these robocalls, and which, by the way, legislation was just passed that will not allow robocalls on cell phones. I was just reading. But the idea of this is that, they try to tell people that if you use the reusable bags that, you're going to get all kinds of salmonella and all kinds of terrible things. That hasn't proven to be true so far in studies they've done, but that's what they're trying to tell you. Here's the critique in the study from Consumer Reports. Researchers tested for pathogenic bacteria, salmonella, and listeria, but didn't find any, nor did they find strains of E. coli that could make one sick. They only found bacteria that don't normally cause disease, but do cause disease in people with weakened immune systems. One food safety experts were underwhelmed as well. A person eating an average bag of salad greens gets more exposure to these bacteria than if they had licked the inside of the dirtiest bag from the study, said Michael Hansen, senior staff scientist at Consumers Union. Chances are you're not going to do that. Am I correct in assuming that? Okay. With the real parasites, please stand up. So here's a viewpoint from Michael Latner, who's assistant professor of political science at Cal Poly, where he teaches courses on campaigns, elections, and American government. And so here's the thing. This is something. He got one of these funny phone calls. He was put through to what sounded like a talk radio show in progress, though the hosts were never named. His two guests were doctors Andre Felis and Robert Johnson discussing the health threat of reusable plastic bags. So he claimed to me that this was a political campaign, and so the whole thing. So he's saying who's preying on who and the whole shebang. Now, one thing that did occur to me, because there was a letter here that I thought was interesting, right here, that makes me say, well, wait a minute. Wait a minute, maybe you should think about this a different way. Here it is. The Integrated Waste Management Authority should vote to support the single-use bag ordinance today. The ordinance has been through fully crafted, significant public and business input, et cetera, et cetera. By passing this ordinance, we will stop sending more than $5 million per year out of our country's, out of our county's economy, and that we spend on single-use plastic and paper bags and keep it locally. Within 6 months ago, all IEWMA board members were in agreement on this issue. Some have chosen to cave to the demands of American Chemistry Council and keep their Keep Bags Free Slow campaign and the Robo program and all that. This is from Chad in San Luis Obispo. So it occurred to me, this is very interesting. One of the big issues of the whole thing is they're saying, well, big business is involved because, the people that make plastic bags, they want you to keep using plastic bags naturally. So then the question becomes is why didn't we a long time ago try to get a plastic bag manufacturer to come to San Luis Obispo? I know I threw you for a loop on that one, but I was kind of wondering that. How come let's not try to get some of these people to come to San Luis Obispo, California? I know the rules are tough here, but just asking. John wrote a thing on the path to citizenship comparing his relatives from 1927 that arrived on Ellis Island. Mine too, by the way. My relatives all came through Ellis Island. But so then this quicker pathway to citizenship. Now, is it possible this, he says, first, is it possible that it's politically motivated? Do you think? Do you think? Okay. And then, but I like this. This is one thing that he said that I got a kick out of. He says, this country has regulations for every conceivable activity. Okay, except for zip lines on private property. They're coming. They're working on day and night now. They got groups of people that are all together going, oh, God, we got to get some regulations up. Okay. Betty had a very interesting viewpoint, but a letter to the editor. And I want to read Betty White's a letter from Huntington Beach because I think it's very worthwhile. I just read the Obama administration proposed new regulation that would allow certain undocumented immigrants to remain in America instead of having to return to their country while their reentry applications are considered. Our president believes that the separation would be a hardship on the family. This same president has no problem sending our troops abroad. I wonder if he thinks the separation of the illegal family hurts more than the separation of the American family that's separated when their loved ones are sent abroad and maybe won't return home ever. I also wonder if this is just another political push. Here we go again. Do you think? Anyway, but that's an interesting point of view, I thought. And here's an upcoming lawsuit, I bet. Fix the sidewalks. Elaine from Napomo said, while shopping in San Luis Obispo on Thursday, the toe of my shoe caught on a raised place in the sidewalk. I fell flat down and am bruised in skin. No serious injury, but very sore from the fall. I urge the city of San Luis Obispo to make repairs to uneven sidewalks in the beautification project. It's being discussed. Safe sidewalks should be a priority in any downtown improvement project. There you are, right there. I trip a lot, but I'm never sure if it's something that's in the sidewalk or me just tripping, so I can't tell. No. I don't even look backwards. You know how people, because they get embarrassed if they trip, they look backwards to see if maybe something tripped them? You know, whatever, the candy camera thing. I don't even look back anymore. Yeah, I'm just stumbling my way around. That's okay. It doesn't matter. Dan Walters, here's the headline. California's wall of debt is a mountain. No kidding, man. And then the political cartoon today, I got a kick out of it. Here's some guy looking at military cuts and a general saying, as long as we can still run two fiascos, a quagmire, and a fool's errand at once. Okay? I think that's okay. So that's all the stuff that was about the bags and the whatnot. So I thought I'd mention that to you. All right. ARP is there to help at tax time. Gail Cuddy wrote this from South County Beat. She said, you know, ARP has people to help you out. And there's offices right here. And they have ARP people that can help you out. ARP Tax 8 has 70,000 volunteers nationwide, 60 in San Luis Obispo County, who completed 2,400 tax returns. A new volunteer undergoes 48 hours of initial training in a two-week program. Returning volunteers must attend the second week of that training to be updated and learn new laws and all that stuff. So that's pretty cool. I use my friend Paul Torbatax, and say, Paul, I have the faintest idea. I'm not even gonna try. I'm serious. I don't have enough cells left to burn up trying to figure out my income tax. I don't have. When I get done, and then he just says, you didn't make very much money, did you? No, so don't charge me very much. Do my taxes. Do it accordingly. That doesn't work out so good. Other things are happening today. There's people that are in the news. Hey, we got a hero. I love a hero. I'm always happy to have a hero. Atascadero Police Department Sergeant Joe Allen was honored at Tuesday's Atascadero City Council meeting for helping save a man who suffered cardiac arrest at San Luis Obispo Superior Court last month. December 7th, Allen was attending court when he heard someone shout, call 911 from the lobby. Sergeant Greg Meyer said in news release, Allen saw a man whose name was not disclosed, lying unresponsive on the floor beneath the metal detector. Immediately stepped into a leadership role, summoned an automated external defibrillator and medical personnel. I got the guy done, got the guy saved, and right there. So Joe Allen from Atascadero PD, good job, man. Good job. And remember, I said that in case I'm the one that's laying there underneath the metal detector. I always wonder if they'll call. It's Benick. Wear a mask. Into a courtroom, which is kind of tough.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. It was quite an assassination. A leading scientist in the Iranian nuclear program is dead, blasted by a magnetic car bomb stuck to the side of his car by a couple of people on a passing motorcycle. Iran accused Israeli agents with help from the U.S. and Britain for the bombing.
The United States played no role whatsoever in the killing of this scientist.
And Pentagon spokesman George Little says the U.S. has been trying to calm the rhetoric of recent weeks.
We seek to lower the temperature on tensions.
There is an additional U.S. carrier strike group in the Gulf region, though Pentagon spokesman Captain John Kirby denies it's in response to the tensions.
I don't want to leave anybody with the impression that, we're somehow zorching two carriers over there because we're concerned concerned about what happened today in Iran. It's just not the case.
Cammie McCormick, CBS News, Washington.
After taking New Hampshire as expected, Mitt Romney hopes to take his huge war chest and organization to South Carolina. CBS's Jan Crawford.
That provides his campaign with an enormous spark going forward, and it suggests that he's got the organization, the ground game, the money to keep this thing going. And voters like that. They want to see a candidate who's organized, who's strong, because what they want is to beat Barack Obama.
Newt Gingrich plans to change the makeup of the nominating process a week from Saturday.
I really don't think that a moderate's going to do a very good job debating Obama. I think the contrast won't be clear enough, the issues won't be clear enough, and it will just be a jumble.
Maybe the worst thing for the people around Cordova, Alaska, along the coast of Prince William Sound.
The snow that was compacted down on the road now has been moisturized with this rain, and it's turned it into an ice skating rink.
The ice quickly becomes thick, and plow blades just skate on the surface.
We're cautioning people about being out there today trying to remove the snow around the eaves of their roof, because if it does let go and slide, they could be buried under it.
Cordova spokesman Tim Joy says it's just hard. Dealing with 18 feet of snow, probably only about 15 feet deep now with the rain and the ice tamping it down. Nearly a 250,000 Ford Escapes are being recalled because brake fluid could leak. Spokesman Dan Pierce.
There is a potential for an electrical short to develop. So as a result, Ford went ahead and issued a safety recall for these 2001-2002 model year Ford Escapes.
The company is also recalling nearly 500,000 minivans and SUVs because the torque converter for the transmission could fail and you would just coast to a stop. On Wall Street, the Dow down about 13 points today. The Nasdaq gained about 7, and oil prices right at $101 a barrel. Though the intent may have been for health and safety, industry experts say Los Angeles City Council may have figured out a way to chase the porn film business pretty much out of the city. City Council members approved an ordinance subject to one more vote to require male actors to wear condoms in the adult films. This is CBS News.
An idea is born, but your team lives worlds apart. No problem. Welcome to GoToMeeting with HD Faces by Citrix, the easy way to meet online and face-to-face with high-definition video. Simply launch or join a meeting with one click from any computer, share screens in real time, and edit documents together. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45. GoToMeeting with HD Faces. Try it free today.
Make saving more at Rite Aid your best resolution yet. Now through January 28th, you can earn a $20 plus up reward when you spend $100 or more on select products with your Wellness Plus card. Just look for the buy and save symbol on participating products throughout the store and circular. Start the year off with better savings at Rite Aid. Resolution rewards is another way Wellness Plus saves you more. In-store purchase with Wellness Plus card only. Plus up will be printed on receipt in most markets for use on your next purchase when qualifying threshold is met. Plus up expires February 11th, 2012.
This could be bad. Sleepovers could be forever changed unless bankruptcy reorganization fixes the Hostess snack cake situation.
The maker of Wonder Bread and Twinkies filed for Chapter 11 this morning, just 2 years after emerging from bankruptcy. Hostess's Eric Halverson.
There are no plans for layoffs directly resulting from this filing. We'll, of course, have to make decisions in the future based off our operational needs.
He says they will keep making the Twinkies.
We look at our brands and the products we make as one of our strengths.
Some of the changes will include revamping the company's pension and medical plans. Emily Trube, CBS News, Dallas.
Playing chicken on a country road is ill-advised, especially when the other car is a state trooper. The trooper chose the ditch rather than collide with the pickup truck, then chased him down miles down the highway. Now William Shantz of Smithton, Pennsylvania, is in jail. His wife was in the car, and she was crying, saying he was trying to kill them both at the time. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
We're all resolving to run our lives a little better. Why not start with making sure our vehicles run better, too?
The seasons have taken a toll on your car and your car battery. But Sears Auto Center, featuring diehard batteries, is here to help. Come in today and ask about a free battery check so you don't have to worry about getting stuck with a dead battery. Plus, save on all Michelin tires and get a $70 Sears Award card instantly when you buy four. So you can add another resolution to your list, saving some money. Go to SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. Sears Auto Center. While card quantities last, in-store only. Ends 1/28. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Live from Progressive.
Let's take a call.
Hello, Flo. Progressive's Name Your Price option gives me a starting point and then lets me find the best price for me.
Sounds like you know your stuff.
Thank you.
This also sounds like my coworker, Gene, who should be at work in about an hour.
Oh, how'd you know?
You can't fool Flo.
Name your price and save. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or go to progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available in most states for new quotes. Price match may be limited. Prices vary based on how you buy.
How does a little shoe store like Mike's and the Slow Promenade seem so big? They start by taking assortment to a new level. Not just any assortment, but the brands people really want and the styles people really love. Mike, Annie, Shushun, and their entire crew at Mike's really know their stuff, and they're happy to make it work for you. The right people, the right place, all the time. You'll like Mike's and find what you're looking for in men's and women's shoes. Every time you hear this ad, you're just one pair away from the perfect number of shoes. Mike's Shoes at Southside Promenade.
Want to improve office morale around the break room? Are you tired of hearing employees grumble about bad office coffee? There's an easy solution to this. Invite Slow Roasted Coffee's office service into your business. They're your local coffee company that features fair trade certified organically grown coffees roasted daily and delivered fresh to you so you can taste the difference. For 24 years now, this locally owned and operated family business has been serving the Central Coast. Slow Roasted Coffee believes customer service really does matter, which is why they provide 24-hour customer care. Slow Roasted Coffee's office service is perfect for the workplace as well as restaurants and lodging facilities. You'll never have a bitter cup of coffee again. Consistency, freshness, and convenience is what you'll enjoy when you call Slow Roasted Coffee's office service. Call them at 528-7317. That's 528-7317. Coffee, the original energy drink.
California is number one at a lot of things. Surfing, wine. We're the state with the most millionaires, the most nonconformists, the most millionaire nonconformists. That's why Farmers, the number one insurance group in California, is proud to have been born right here. Our 4,200 agents statewide have the experience to help you tailor a plan for the unexpected.
You can't go wrong with a guy named Wright, so give Farmers agent Mike Wright a call at 541-3942.
Number one ranking based on market share of property and casualty insurers in California.
Happy days. Bill Banker, Talk is Cheap, Friends and Neighbors Network. We want to thank very much today, once again, Carol Phillips for being a sponsor of Talk is Cheap, Your Friends and Neighbors Network. And Dr. Carol has the Swiss Dental Center. She's the, like, numero uno expert in San Luis Obispo on teeth replacement and implants. And so you can see her and get your face fixed up. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Opposing teeth. That's healthy, too. That makes it healthier because you're not just trying to swallow everything whole. Okay. That's important. All right. This is not happy, but this is interesting. Vandersloot's lawyer mentions Holloway as he pleads guilty to the killing of Stephanie Flores. And we'll see what they have to say with that.
Hey, Smart, you book your room yet?
Nope.
See, Hotels.com has over 20,000 last-minute deals every week, so I get a great deal no matter how long I wait.
Yeah, I'm not very good at waiting.
Then we must train you to wait. It is time to book, Grasshopper.
Ooh.
Now it's okay to wait. Get great deals, even at the last minute. Hotels.com. Be smart. Book smart.
So we ask you now, are you declaring yourself guilty or not guilty? I would like to avail myself of my anticipated confession. At the first, as in the first moment, I want to give a sincere confession. I am truly regretful for what I have done. I feel very bad. So at this moment then, you consider yourself guilty of the facts. Yes, ma'am. And so you accept the entire contents of the prosecutorial accusation as well as the payment of civil reparations. Yes. So you go to the earlier accusation with its full content and ramifications. Yes, I do. Be seated. My client, Bjorn Vandersloot, on May 30 of 2010, was 21 years old. And he was, in fact, persecuted. He was faced against the entire world for the last 5 years because of prior to the events that we are talking about now, because of an occurrence which he actually never committed and for which there is no existing evidence. And I refer to the disappearance of an American citizen in Aruba, added to the recent death of his father before this event. These are all part of the baggage that my client carried with him that fateful morning. Because of what has been presented earlier, considering the virtues of legality and proportionality, this defense requests this court that when the appropriate sentence is imposed, that this should be in accordance with the reduction of the sentence which my client should have by right.
Because of that baggage he's carrying around there, yeah, we're feeling really bad about that baggage, bud. Okay, we have 18 minutes after the hour, 1 o'clock, and it's supposed to be a really nice day again, and the whole week is supposed to be really swell, and much to the dismay of people who are trying to operate ski resorts. And then we're supposed to have cold temperatures tonight, which we really are. It hasn't our weather pattern hasn't failed us. It's very strange. Very strange. It's nice at the beaches, nice in North County, nice everywhere. I know we need rain. Yeah, I feel like you have an obligatory thing to say that, you know, I know we need rain. I like it. Rain it, man. All right, other people that are in the news today, and there's many. This is very interesting. The Woods death still considered accidental after, county sheriff's deputies and everybody looked into this thing. Chief of Detectives William McSweeney said cold cases like Woods are never really closed. Detectives are looking at some aspects of the case. Anyway, she died, of course, in 1981 when she was boating off Catalina Island with her husband, Robert Wagner, and actor Christopher Walken. So, of course, the new information that came forward was from the skipper of the ship, boat, and he said that they were fighting and things weren't good. Now, guess what happened? Two more attacks at Atascadero State Hospital. It's just not. What's this going on? There's this wave of nonsense up there that's insane. So this was Sunday and Monday. So Atascadero treats, you know, mentally ill inmates from the correctional system and other violent offenders and people like that. It's high security, of course. See, but, you know, Atascadero State's going on a long way. Every now and then you have an attack on somebody. It's not good. But, boy, recent, what do we got? That makes, what, 5, 6 in the last couple of months? Now. Okay. Four-letter words likely to remain off TV airwaves. Now the justice indicates support for striking down or limiting indecency rules. You know, the networks were all saying, you know, the kids all know those words anyway, which in a way is true, I have to say, that, you know, there's not a kid in the world that does any of it. But we're supposed to set a good example, and you know, so they don't all sound like sailors walking around in third grade. Anyway, I speak as a former sailor, I say that. It says, all we are asking for, what the government is asking for, is a few channels where you are not going to hear the S word, the F word. Sure, they're not going to see nudity. Said Chief Justice John Roberts. His committee came amid arguments in the later case to challenge government policing of the airways police policies that date back to the 1930s. Lawyers from the major broadcast networks went before the High Court citing the First Amendment. The issue was whether the court should strike down or sharply limit indecency rules adopted during the Bush administration by the Federal Communications Commission. Recent years, the court under Roberts has regularly ruled in favor of free speech claims. The broadcasters have been optimistic their turn had come, but during arguments, none of the justices voiced support for making a major change in the law, and most appeared ready to uphold heavy fines against broadcasters who run afoul of the FCC rule. They run afoul or don't run afoul. I will never get over, though, because I think it's wrong. It's like, you know, it's pardoning murderers in Mississippi. when NBC and some of its affiliates were fined for the, what's the name of the Jackson girl, Janet Jackson thing, you know, the halftime thing at the Super Bowl. To be, I still, that rubbed me the wrong way. It was wrong to do that. They were carrying a live show before bazillions of people. It's not something one would anticipate for sure. And then all of a sudden somebody does something completely idiotic. And to this day, I think they should have been fined, certainly not NBC. But hey, that's just me, though. Now, other things that the courts do, the Supreme Court won't allow employees at a privately run federal prison to be sued by an inmate in federal court despite his complaint that their neglect left him with two permanently damaged arms. High Court ruled 8-1 Tuesday to throw out the federal lawsuit by inmate Richard Lee Pollard against employers of the GEO Group who wanted to sue for his treatment after he fell and fractured both of his elbows at a privately run Taft Correctional Institute. Might have been his fault, but they wanted to sue him anyway. Supreme Court ruled Tuesday that companies that try to repair a consumer's credit rating can force unhappy customers into arbitration rather than face lawsuits. The case involved where the disputes over the cost of credit cards provided by CompuCredit Corp of Atlanta should be handled in arbitration, which traditionally is more friendly to business and must be allowed to go to court under 1996 laws. And the Supreme Court declined to hear the appeal of San Diego police officer who argued that they should be getting overtime for putting on their uniforms. Okay? Court announced Monday it won't rule on a police union lawsuit filed in 2005. Federal suit demanded that San Diego pay millions of dollars in overtime and back pay to officers for the time they spent before the shift putting on uniforms and gear and performing tasks such as answering emails. Don't think so. We get into this thing that's really quite odd to me sometimes when we get into some of these to-dos. So here you have this thing where police say, well, I have to put on a uniform, I have to put on a gun, I have to put on that belt and everything with the tear gas and the batons and everything. I know you became a police officer. That's what you did. And when you become a police officer, you wear a police uniform. I don't think anybody should pay to get dressed in it. You know? Be like the, to me, it's kind of like soldiers. If soldiers could sue the federal government for the time that they spent in their off time, in their own time, the time they spent spit shining shoes, cleaning weapons, and doing some of that stuff. Part of what you get from being in the service. That's how it works. Okay. It was a good try, though. Now, here's the occasional pot study. This I found kind of interesting. Here's what they say. You know, I'm not like a pot expert by any means, but my impression of people that smoke marijuana are that they smoke it maybe daily, you know, maybe every other day. Something, and people that are on medical marijuana smoke it multiple times a day. This is what I understand. So they said, well, it really wouldn't hurt your lungs that much if you smoked it once a week. Would cigarettes hurt your lungs? They didn't say this. If you're going to do a study, do a study. If you smoked one cigarette a week, would it hurt you? I mean, would you have a chance of in getting lung cancer increased? And to what degree? What increased chance would you have of getting lung cancer? But they said that for some reason the marijuana doesn't do as much damage to the lungs once a week as actually tobacco does. So they're saying that it's I'm not saying it's okay. They're just letting you know. College-age people average 9 drinks a binge, the CDC report. So if the college kid binges, you know, or anybody else binges, you know, they probably have about 9 drinks. That's a lot of drinks. But they have probably maybe 9 drinks. So that's the binger right there. All right. Yeah, binger. Your future of Guantanamo, 10 years ago today, U.S. troops marched 20 men in chains off a military cargo plane at Guantanamo Bay to launch America's war on terror experiment in offshore detention and justice. Now the prison camps are under a second decade with death penalty tribunals on the horizon, and President Barack Obama is still struggling to find a formula for closure. So that's what's going on there. You got no closures in sight, prison camp unrest, talk of Taliban releases. All that stuff's going on there. You got that Gitmo. got to figure out what they're going to do with getting them. We have some other kind of fascinating news. You know, they have a doom. We have a doomsday clock. We have a doomsday clock. And you would have thought, and they moved it up a minute. You know, you would have thought, being that it's 2012, they might have moved it up to a minute before midnight instead of 5 minutes before midnight. But anyway, they didn't. So this is what they did, though. The doomsday is 1 minute closer. The hands of the face of the symbolic doomsday clock have been repositioned to 5 minutes before midnight, signaling how close we may be to a global catastrophe unless we get our act together. On Monday, the doomsday clock read 6 minutes before midnight, but on Tuesday, the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists, self-tasked with informing the public about their pending threat from nuclear weapons, climate change, and emerging technologies, decided to push the clock up a minute. It now reads 5 minutes before midnight in recognition of a growing nuclear threat and damage from climate change. Like I say, it was my encounter, 2012, which should be in the second part. Here's the other times they moved the hands 19 times. Moved to 7 minutes before midnight, first appears after the atomic bombs used in World War II. 1949, 3 minutes, Soviet Union explodes its first atomic bomb. 1953, U.S. and Soviet Union test hydrogen bombs. 1963, U.S.-Soviet Union signed partial test ban treaty. 1981, four-minute superpowers make more nuclear weapons. 1988, U.S.-Soviet Union signed intermediate range nuclear treaty. Cold War ended in 1990, and 1991, U.S.-Soviet Union signed strategic arms reduction treaty START. So then it went back to 5 minutes, world at the brink of the second nuclear age. It went to 6 minutes in 2010 when the nation's moving closer to managing threats posed by nuclear weapons, climate change. And then 2012, 5 minutes, threats from nuclear proliferation and climate change. So let me see how best we were. All right, here, it was back in 1971. It was set at 17 minutes to, you know. A pretty screwed up clock.
Carl Benz patented the first automobile over 125 years ago. 5 years ago, in 2006, Star Automotive opened to provide dealership-level independent Mercedes-Benz services to San Luis Obispo County. Hi, this is Brian from Star Automotive. We would like to thank over 1,000 Mercedes owners who have trusted us with their vehicles. If you haven't yet, we would love the opportunity to serve you. You can learn more about us at starautomotive.com or give us a call at 543-STAR. We'll keep the smile on your face and the star on your car.
I'm thinking about some dental implants. Give me a million-dollar smile. You know what I mean?
I know just the place. Swiss Dental Center.
No, I don't want to go to Switzerland. Figured I'd just stay here and get the work done.
You misunderstood. I said Swiss Dental Center on Higuera Street in San Luis Obispo.
Plus, I don't even have a passport.
Swiss Dental Center is right here. Dr. Carol Phillips is not only the only full-time dental implant specialist in the area, she's the one that teaches other dentists.
Plus, I have to get vaccinations to travel out of the country.
You don't have to go anywhere but right here. Swiss Dental Center even fabricates on site, so everything is perfect, just for you. Affordable, perfect fit, and convenience. That's Swiss Dental Center.
Nah, I think I'll just stay here and get the work done. Know any place good?
Swiss Dental Center on Higuera in San Luis Obispo?
Cool, thanks.
After that, you might want to have your hearing checked, too.
Hearing? I thought that was in Finland.
For more information, go online at SwissDentalCenter.com.
Like reggae music? So do we. Hurry up yourself and link up with the like-minded reggae heads here on the Central Coast. To join the iPower Sounds Reggae Mobile Fan Club and get a free reggae CD, text the word reggae to 68255. That's the word reggae to 68255. iPowerSound.com, where the Central Coast goes for their reggae music.
Yeah, what up, Spencer?
Light jazz. I like light jazz. Other jazz, I don't understand it, to tell you the truth. Okay, I'll be honest and say I'm not sure I understand. Hey, let's see what else is going on in our world here today. I got some strange tales to share. I got strange tales to share with you right here. Let me see what this one is. Okay, here. Here's one. It's one of those. This is, you know, did you hear about the Iranian scientist, one of their top nuclear guys, you know? That did, it was like a thing out of Mission Impossible where the guy rides up on a motorcycle, slaps a piece of explosive of some kind at the side. What do you think they would have gotten that? Anyway, and it goes kablooey on the car. Meanwhile, the guy on the motorcycle is long gone. So this is something if I remember, there was a similar thing in the Bourne Ultimatum. All right, this is just a whole other story that I came across and thought, well, let's find out what it has to say and why it says it. And, you know, find out if we can on Wednesday with Bill on Talk Is Cheap, Friends and Neighbors Network, and see if we can find out why this would happen at all. Okay. Because a California woman was accused of having her former NFL linebacker boyfriend kill her rich lover by shooting him in the chest. So this sounds intriguing, doesn't it? It sounds intriguing, but it's not, so far nothing's going on. See if we can try it reload and make it happen.
What if an entire car insurance company was thought up and built and run to save you money? What if that company was Esurance and this wasn't a hypothetical question? Could be coolish. Esurance. Click or call.
A wealthy and lonely businessman answers an ad while he's looking for love, and he found it all right, but 3 years later, he's dead. A male intruder breaks into his home as he's standing there making a sandwich in the kitchen wearing his house coat. Who's on trial for murder? The 25-year-old girlfriend. Gene Cassar is joining us from In Session. Gene, the male intruder that comes into the victim's home, a 55-year-old McLaughlin, he didn't have anybody with him. He comes into the home as McLaughlin's standing there in his robe, his house coat, making a sandwich in the kitchen and opens fire with a 9, a Beretta 9mm, right?
That's right, shooting him 6 times in the chest, and he just happens to be the boyfriend of the beautiful model that she's seen him on the side.
With me right now, Angelo McDonald. He's Naposky's attorney, Naposky's defense attorney. Naposky is the former NFL boyfriend that was also dating a 25-year-old grad student. Angelo McDonald, thank you for being with us. Angelo, give it to me in a nutshell. Why is your guy not guilty?
Because he said so, and that's an end. I can't. I can't abide the way I do these stories sometimes. I'm sorry. I just can't. Let's talk about some other things that are going on. Because you know what's happening already is starting downtown San Luis Obispo, California, is the beautification project on Higuera Street, the two-block beautification project, and how much more exciting can it be than that? It can't. So they're going to pave the streets with gold. It's going to be very special. It's going to be very, very special. Other things are going on. Thing here I came across, I want to tell you about. This is Internet search leader, Google, is watching you and collecting more personal data. Just so you know, especially if you're on the social network end of it, they're sifting through the photos and commentary on this blossoming social network, so its Internet search results can include more personal information. Digital personal touches that began to roll out Tuesday mark another step toward one of Google's most ambitious goals. Internet search leader eventually hopes to know enough about each of its users so it can tailor its results to fit the unique interest of each person looking for something. Different people should start seeing different search results more frequently now that Google is importing content from a 6-month-old Plus service, a product. And I haven't used that, so I don't know what's going to happen. Anyway, Federal Trade Commission is Attorney General in 6 states, and the European Commission are looking into complaints alleging Google has been unfairly exploiting its dominance in Internet search to promote its own other services while ignoring or downplaying pertinent information about its rivals. The exclusive Plus recommendations and Google's research results are exactly the kind of thing that the antitrust people are screaming about said Danny Sullivan, industry expert who has been following Google since the 1900s, is now editor of searchengineland.com. This is very un-Google-like. It's unfair to other services, unfair to people. Because it's so effective, I suppose. Yeah, they find out that you like to shop at Abercrombie & Fitch. It comes up on your search engine. If you're looking for something, Abercrombie has it, come up. Okay, whatever. And then Internet's going to already expand domain addresses. So I guess they say it's going to be confusing. I don't know. Up to 1,000 domain names, suffixes, the .com and an Internet address could be added each year in the most sweeping changes to the domain name system since its creation in the 1980s. To some, the system will lead to cache. To others, it will mean confusion. So here's what you could have, such as sport, New York City, and bank to join .com's online monikers. So all these things could be added. So you could have also the idea is to let Vegas hotels, casinos, and other attractions congregate around Vegas or a company such as Canon Incorporated to draw customers to cameras.canon or printers.canon.com. The new system will I don't think it's .com. It's just Canon, just printers.canon. New system will also make Chinese, Japanese, and Swahili versions of .com possible. Why they happen to pick Chinese, Japanese, and Swahili? Are there more people trying to get to hold of stuff on the internet in Swahulu than in let's say Germany, France, Russia? I was just wondering. Maybe it's just an example. Swahili. Okay, others are skeptical, though they worry that an expansion will mean more addresses available to scams that use similar-sounding names such as Amazon rather than Amazon. Oh, I see, Amazon rather than Amazon to trick people into giving passwords and credit card information. Others worry that new suffixes could create additional platforms for hate groups or what. Here's the interesting thing, too, that you do. You're probably aware of this. If you do anything on the Internet, if you haven't done a lot on the Internet and you're saying, well, I don't know how I feel about it, I will tell you this. If you mistype any single word that you're trying to type, any single name you're trying to type, anything, if you mistype it, you will go somewhere. It's not going to say we couldn't find that. It's going to say here you are. It's a lot of times it's women with no tops on. But there's less of that and more just sort of scammy type stuff. You know, that was a big thing here a number of years ago. But now, you know, there's all this other stuff where they're trying to, you know, direct you to a whole other thing. Matter of fact, today I called a company because I had done some business online, and I assumed it was the company, but it wasn't. They said, well, we're not the company you're looking for. I said, but this is the name of the company. They said, well, but in a different way. I go, I'm looking at it. How different? What do you mean in what different way? So it was not. It was a foreigner type accent, and I wasn't explaining it at all. I didn't understand. I didn't take the time. So I said, okay. Amazon's going to sign on to try ultraviolet system. An Amazon comp executive said Tuesday that the retailer has signed a deal with a Hollywood studio to sell movies that can be downloaded from an online locker system five studios have put together. The extent of Amazon.com incorporating support of the ultraviolet online locker system is unclear, but the deal signals that Amazon is at least open to trying it. If Amazon fully joins the system, that would hugely boost ultraviolet's chance of becoming a mainstream technology. Ultraviolet launched late last year. The idea is to let consumers play purchased movies, whether downloads or as physical DVDs, on any device. A customer who buys an Ultraviolet-enabled DVD can enter a code online to make the movie available as a download to an iPhone or PC. Aha, aha. See, I didn't know what that Ultraviolet thing was. I've seen advertisements for it, and I've seen where they'd say, okay, this will play a Blu-ray and DVD and Ultraviolet. And I was like, what is that Ultraviolet? That's what it is right there. That doesn't explain really what it is, but that's what it's about. Okay. That's what it's about right there. Okay. As best as I can tell. As best as I can tell. Which looks a little bit weak at this point. Bill admits to it. All right, we had some other stories. Let's get to something else here. Do we have anything good? That's the operative term here. Do we have anything good? Well, this is different. I got to tell you that. This will play for us. This is, I didn't know about such things.
Hey, Smart, you book your room yet?
Nope.
See, Hotels.com has over 20,000 last-minute deals every week, so I get a great deal no matter how long I wait.
Yeah, I'm not very good at waiting.
Then we must train you to wait. It is time to book, Grasshopper.
Cool.
Now it's okay to wait. Get great deals, even at the last minute. Hotels.com. Be smart. Book smart.
This is the Ukulele Hut, which is downstairs from Maui Taco on Fifth Avenue, right near the Empire State Building in New York. Tonight is what we call our showcase night. We have about seven acts that are going to perform tonight, and every month is so uniquely thrilling. And tonight is going to be another one of those nights.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Ukulele is a completely global, it's the most global instrument in the world, I think. And we like to notice that and foster it any way we can. A lot of people want to think you should only play Hawaiian music with it. When you start doing rock, there are people who get a little bit uncomfortable about it. But I think that's the appeal of the instrument. You can really do anything.
Or you can just go upstairs and get a taco from the place upstairs and not have to endure all that. I thought that was very nice. Ukulele music. It might hit the Central Coast here. We don't know. He said he thinks it's the most universal instrument. A ukulele? Hey, you know, people banging rocks together is probably the most universal thing next to any kind of drum. That's my guess. I'm sticking with it right there. All right. This is this weird thing that happened. North Carolina is the first state to move toward compensating victims of a eugenics program. As many as 2,000 people forcibly sterilized decades ago in North Carolina should get $50,000 each, a task force said Tuesday, marking the first time a state has moved to compensate victims of eugenics that were weeded out the feeble-minded and others deemed undesirable. The payout of up to $100 million still needs approval from the legislature, but passage of some sort of compensation is considered promising since the Democratic governor immediately embraced the task force recommendation. While dozens of states had programs in the 20th century that allowed people to be sterilized against their will in the name of improving the human race, none of the others have offered anything more than apologies. Compensation sends a clear message that we are in North Carolina are people who pay for our mistakes and we do not tolerate bureaucratic bureaucracies that trample on basic human rights. More than 7,600 people were surgically rendered unable to reproduce in North Carolina from 1929 to 1974. Which may or may not have been a good thing. I haven't visited North Carolina lately. Remember I just mentioned it's cold at night? It's cold at night. I mean, it's cold at night. So homeless rush into shelters after Orange County killings and the cold. After sleeping with her three-month-old baby girl in a friend's car for last week, Faith Reynolds heard two words that would push her to seek refuge in shelter, serial killer. Police and advocates have been using those living on the streets to head inside or buddy up since three homeless men were stabbed to death in suburban Orange County in the last few weeks. Since the deaths, the number of homeless sleep in each of two wintertime shelters in the county has jumped 40%. So what I was telling you is there's cold and there's serial killings in Orange County. Another thing going on. I don't want to alarm anybody here, but the Food Drug Administration says it will step up testing for a fungicide that has been found in low levels in orange juice. But the officials said they aren't concerned about the safety of the juice, but will increase testing for whatever that says to make sure contamination isn't a problem. Carbendazim It's not approved for use on citrus in the U.S., but it's used in Brazil, which exports orange juice to the United States. Maybe we're just dumb. Are we dumb? Are we just dumb? You know, if you're going to buy from a country that does that and they use it, then there's a darn good chance that you could have a problem right there. That's my guess right there. In 30 seconds, we're going to learn more about Ultrabooks and what they are.
Smart. You book your room yet?
Nope. See, Hotels.com has over 20,000 last-minute deals every week, so I get a great deal no matter how long I wait.
Yeah, I'm not very good at waiting.
Then we must train you to wait. It is time to book, Grasshopper.
Cool.
Now it's okay to wait. Get great deals, even at the last minute. Hotels.com. Be smart. Book smart.
We're here at the Consumer Electronics Show. One of the big categories that's being talked about is Ultrabooks. We're on the show floor. We have it covered. Check it out. Let's dig into the Ultrabook. Why is it so special this year?
Well, it's the new evolution of laptop PCs. It marries the best of a tablet, so ultra responsive, very thin and light for great mobility, with high performance PC aspects. So you get a full keyboard as well as a state-of-the-art Intel Core processor.
Is this a case of technology being pushed at consumers, or is there an appetite for this type of technology?
It's definitely being pushed, but I think people are impatient with where laptops have been at, because they're kind of old-fashioned technology. You see what's happening in phones, see what's happening in tablets. They're very fast-starting, long battery life. They're fun to use. And I think laptop manufacturers are stepping up their game.
You know what? This feels so good and so thin that I could probably put this right here and say, see you later. Thanks, Merlin. Appreciate the time. See you guys.
They start around $1,000. They say under $1,000, but right around $1,000. So that's an Ultrabook. That's the newest thing coming here, Addison, and I'm personally excited. All right, let's see what else is in the news as far as this was a strange tale here. I gotta look this up for us because I didn't understand. First, there's this headline: 13,000 have died in Mexico drug violence in 2011. 13,000. Okay. This is in China. Okay. Here's what that says. They got their sign up that says workers are not machines. They have self-esteem. They had somebody write that for them. Microsoft is investigating a report that workers at a Chinese plant that makes the Xbox game system threatened mass suicide in a pay dispute, according to a statement issued Wednesday by the company's Hong Kong office. CNN has not been able to confirm the details of the dispute, but Microsoft and Fox.com. The plant owner did respond to inquiries. Microsoft takes working conditions in the factories that manufactures products very seriously. They're currently investigating this issue, they said. Foxconn, a Chinese contractor that makes brand-name electronics for companies such as Microsoft and Apple, would only say that there was a protest in a factory that they had over there. It's raised workers' pays twice at its factory in Shenzhen in 2010 after a spate of suicides. Chinese state media reported that at the time. We have a totally stripped vendor code of conduct that spells out our expectations, and we monitor working conditions closely on an ongoing basis and address issues. That's all the hocus pocus, they say. That's tough. That's kind of like Al-Qaeda. You have to try to convince somebody else they should commit suicide so you get the higher pay. Okay? And that, I don't know how you do that. I mean, what is it you say? How do you get that worked out for yourself? I don't know. I'm just asking you. I don't understand it. Other things that are happening. 4 as we call on all these minivans and SUVs, they're older things, though. I mean, you know, that stuff just poops out after a while. Okay. Well, let's do the last. All right, I have no honor, no shame. Here's a story right here. I'm gonna tell you what it is. It's not loading anyway.
Yeah, with a bulldog.
Yeah, it actually looks like Kim Kardashian's career as a sexy sneaker spokesperson is going to the dogs, literally. Ah, how can we forget this fine ad? It's Kim's racy Super Bowl commercial for Skechers. Well, Skechers just revealed Kim is out and a French bulldog is in. The shoe company tells USA Today it has nothing to do with Kim's high-profile divorce. They say Kim's got us more attention than we ever dreamed. Now we have to establish Skechers as more than a lifestyle company.
Oh, yeah.
Kardashian bulldog, all for sneakers, doesn't matter. Hey, this was a good day. Wednesday, we'll get together again tomorrow, Thursday. And until then, may all your trails be happy ones, and don't believe everything you hear here, because
this is Talk is Cheap. The game is over. The Friends and Neighbors Network. Game over. With Bill Benica.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.